I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana Stern.
Dana Stern is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana. She has the dirt.
Well, Chris Evans finally broke his silence and talked about, sort of, he referenced the picture of himself that he accidentally shared. It was a very, very, very personal photo of him. He went on Twitter, told his 14 million and probably growing followers, now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd.
Okay, you got to come out with something, and that's how he chose to do it, because you got to address the picture.
Yeah, alongside a covered face emoji.
That's a little embarrassing.
Just a tad.
God, if that picture... Oh, okay, that's why you just don't take them. There you go.
Taylor Swift sent a hand-embroidered blanket to her new best buddy, Katy Perry, and Orlando Bloom for their baby daughter, Daisy. And Katy said that she hopes that it's the one that she drags around for years until it becomes an unrecognizable shred that she keeps in her pocket as a teenager. So I can't decide now. Does she like the blanket or not?
Right. She just wants it to get holes in it.
Trash.
So throw it away.
It could be good. It could be bad. It could be, okay, just drag it, make it all dirty. We have to toss it away at some point then.
I mean, I guess her daughter, Daisy, knows she's got a payday waiting for her any day if she ever needs to come up with some quick cash. You could put that thing on eBay.
Yes, even at this very young, tender age of a couple of months, if that old.
I need more sippy cups and goldfish. Sell that thing.
Carole Baskin made her debut dancing last night on Dancing with the Stars, and the family of her long-gone husband. The family of Don Lewis ran an ad during the show offering a $100,000 reward for information on his disappearance. And who knows if there have been any kind of calls or anything made with somebody who knows a little something and they want the reward.
There's some people that have come up recently that said, we have more details on it, we have more information on it, but obviously it's not good enough to incriminate anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if that does. What they need to do is take that $100,000 and give Carol some more dance lessons, because that was not... Came out to Eye of the Tiger last night. Man, it looked like me in heels. It was not pretty.
I want to see that.
But it's a good show. They've got some really good talent on it outside of her and Charles Oakley.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
So what do you do for a living, and have you ever had to step in and save the day? 407-919-1051. I'll explain what I mean. Last weekend, I have a fellow wedding DJ friend who was asked to get up from his table to introduce the bridal party for the introductions and also introduce their first dance. It was like a two-person team that were the MC and the DJ.
Okay.
So the equipment and everything was there, and the actual DJ himself was there at the wedding. But the MC, the person that gets on the mic and does everything, didn't show up.
Oh.
So they're like, show's got to go on. Like, we can't sit here and continue to wait for this person because you're on a tight schedule at a reception, you know, with food being served and everything. So they asked him, like, hey, somebody grab Brian. Brian, he'll come over here and do it. He's like... Of course he'll do it, but he's there as a guest. That's why they didn't ask him to be the DJ or the MC. So he had to step in and save the day.
But he was also there as a friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you'll do it, but it's like, show up to work on time. You know, get here and do part of your job, or MC, or the DJ. Learn how to use the mic.
Anything could have happened. Anything could have happened to that person who's the MC. So the cool thing is that someone was there and he got to save the day.
Yes.
So he's a hero to them. He saved their reception.
100%.
I think that's cool.
He's done it twice now. It's happened two different occasions to him. Like,
okay, now I'm wondering if he's taking people out. If he really wants to have this moment and be the hero with his little cape on, and he's tripping people out in the parking lot or something.
Tying them up and making them wait.
Yeah.
I'll save the day.
Ask to see the guest list if you're the MC for a wedding and see if this guy is on it.
If you see a Brian run. That's kind of cool. I mean, like my mom, she's an RN. I watched my mom step into, you know, go into action and save somebody's life. She did the Heimlich years ago when I was a kid at a restaurant. Got up and all of a sudden she goes over and starts grabbing on this man and jerking his stomach. I'm like, I was like eight. I'm like, what is she doing?
Did she announce first?
No.
Like, what she, I'm a nurse.
Well, she
I would have.
She noticed it from afar and it was at a steakhouse. A man was choking on a piece of steak and she got it up and she saved his life right then and there. And I'm like, my mom's a hero. Like,
wow.
How cool is that? You know? So what do you do for a living? I mean, it could be anything. You had to step in and drive a forklift because somebody didn't know how to do it. Absolutely anything at all. You got called in to save the day because of what you do for a living. 407-919-1051.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Fellow DJ friend of mine had to step in and save the day at a wedding and introduce the bridal party and everything because the MC was late. So what do you do for a living, Annette? And did you have to step in and save the day?
Yeah, I'm a lactation consultant in Orlando. And I was walking around the store and I saw a mom. I could tell she had a hospital bracelet on. And I knew she, and you know, she was looking, actually, she was in the breastfeeding area. And I could see her looking back and forth and her family looking back and forth. And she was looking for what kind of breast pumps to buy. And she, her baby was in the NICU. So it was one of those moments where I said, okay, you need to go back to the hospital. You need to ask them for X, Y, and Z. You need to tell them, you know, how do I get my breast pump? Or you need to call your WIC office. So, and they were so grateful. It was like 9:30 at night. She'd just been discharged. She had to leave her baby in the hospital. And you just, I mean, it's one of those things where I kind of approached her. I saw her looking and I saw her looking and I said, I'm just going to put it out there. They have been doing this for over 30 years. So I offered her my help and she wanted to hug me, but you know, during COVID, you can't hug.
Right.
They were so grateful. And then I turned to her partner and I turned to her, I think it was her sister, and I said, you need to do this for her. I want you to go home and read all the instructions on everything because her mind can't think right now. And I turned to her partner, and you're to clean all the equipment for her because she's too tired. And, you know, she's trying to make milk for her baby. So, yeah, I was at, you know, big store over here in East Orlando and just approached someone standing in the breastfeeding aisle and told them, hey, I'm a consultant. I can help you.
Yeah, but you saved the day, you know?
I did, yeah. And they were so thankful that she at least was able to go home after leaving her baby and sleep a little bit easier that night.
So this story could have gone a lot of different ways. It went a really, really good way, though, because I'm like, what do you do? Like, do you, like, try them out? What do you do?
No, there's no test runs.
Yeah. I wonder if you save them from, you know, from arguments down the line because she's exhausted. And so the mom was able to say, you know, listen, you got to clean this. You heard the lady.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, I have no problems with that. Like, everyone's a part of this team, you know, part of this baby team. You have this stuff. You have this stuff. She's got the job of making the milk, and that's the most important job in this world.
Absolutely. Annette, you did a good thing. Hey, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
I have a feeling you're not going to agree with me on this, and based on all the comments already on our Facebook page, I don't think I'm going to make very many friends on this, but I'm just going to say it. Change my mind. Maybe I'll do it a different way from now on, but I, Jay Edwards, don't always put my grocery cart away, take it back up to the store, find a cart corral. I'll just sometimes push it in front of like my car to where it won't roll away, or I'll push it into like some sort of planter bed, something along those lines. And I have a good reason. This is why. When you have kids and you come out of the grocery store and it's 98 degrees outside and you have a cart full of groceries in there, kick in, they want to get out, they're hot, you put them in the car, you turn the air conditioning on, or say it's raining, whatever the case may be, you put them in there, you can't leave your child unattended in a car to go return the cart all the way back up to the store.
How old are your kids?
Yeah.
No, well, that's when this started. This started many years ago.
Okay, so you just keep up bad habits.
Right.
Well, no. I don't always. So yesterday I went to a store and there was no cart corrals on either row, in my row or either row. It was raining on me and I had no place to put it. Now they had a huge grassy median in between both lots.
No. Nope.
Both lanes of park. So I put it there and got into my car soaking wet. I'm like, I'm not running it all the way back up to the store.
It's just rude. Take your cart back.
So here's what I want to know is, if you work for a grocery store, maybe you're a manager or maybe you used to work there, is it expected? Do you go out there and you're like, come on, here they all are again? There's some people like at Costco or something, like that's their one job. I don't want to take away a job from them. That's their job.
They'll find other things for those people to do.
Yeah, but that's what they get paid to do.
Right.
To go out there and get the carts. That's their job.
I mean, people straighten the shelves and put things back that other people put in the wrong place. It's not that they're hoping that you'll put things in the wrong place. So that person has something to do that day. It's just that people aren't really considerate.
So 100% of the time, no questions asked, you return your cart.
I return my cart. I put it in the corral or I walk it back up
to
the store. Yep.
Chantel?
I either do it or if it's raining, I'll go in the car and make someone else put it back. Like if I'm with someone. So
okay,
if I'm shopping.
Like a stranger?
No.
Hey,
no.
You're already getting wet out there. You mind returning this?
But you know, I don't like returning the cart. I don't like doing it.
Right.
And so normally I'll shop and they'll like, do you want a cart with that? It's going to be heavy. He's like, no, I got it.
Right. I'll carry. And you get out and your fingers are blue and you have no feeling in the ends of your fingertips.
Yes. So. But I'll still put it back. One, because listen, I mean, I don't want to be responsible for messing up somebody else's car.
I agree.
Like, that's just a rude thing to do. It's on wheels. So right. Even if you turn it a certain way, it could still mess up somebody's car. Like, why do that?
I think the other question is how do you put it back? Because I'm that person, like, if I'm putting it back, I'm not gently pushing it into the other carts. I'm the one pushing it and, like, watching it fly, and I'm like, haha, go.
Well, I also push them in far so it's easier for other people when they do come behind me.
Oh,
that's
so you're nice
my one
there.
Time I'm actually considerate. But, all right, do you return it every time? If you work at a grocery store, do you expect people, like, this just a known rule, you're supposed to bring it back to the store if we don't offer a cart corral? Or do you side with me on this? 407-919-1051.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Trying to see if you can change my mind or not. I don't always return the cart to the cart corral or up to the front of the store. I have a friend, he has 4 teenage kids that all work at a grocery store. I sent him a text and asked him, is it expected? He said, no, it's the job of a bagger. He goes, it's not necessarily expected. That's what they do. So I was just curious, like, if people get upset that work at a grocery store and see it and go, come on.
Yeah, I mean, they go outside and they can retrieve all of them from the corral.
True. Yeah. So yeah. I don't do it all the time. I only do it sometimes. It all started when I had small kids. Melissa, you agree with me? Disagree? What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I never return my cart. I have 2 kids. I'm not leaving them in the car by themselves. It is way too dangerous.
Yeah, and that's when it all kind of started, was with that. And, I will return it majority of the time now, even without small kids. But, like, if it's raining and you don't offer to help me out, or you just don't have cart corrals, there was a store, they don't have any. And so you had to take it back up to the store, and it was raining. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
No, a lot of times you're parked way too far away. If it's storming out, I'm not going to risk getting the flu or a cold to return the cart.
I actually didn't think anybody would side with me on this. But Melissa, thank you.
I 100% side with you.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Because on Facebook, absolutely nobody has sided with me on this one.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.